Ryan, you had the fastball again today. I mean, you can just talk about how it felt to be back out there and back to throwing in the system.
Oh, it's just fun to be out there with the guys. It's back to work, getting ready for the season, starting to form a foundation now. So it was just fun to be back out there.
I mean, you had no doubts that you felt fine. There was no issue with that. It seemed like you gave you a little more zip on the ball than usual. That part of the adrenaline?
I was ready to go. I was ready to go today.
Talk about your level of confidence. You look like you had a little swag out there.
Just a little bit? Come on. I've never lacked for confidence, per se. So I felt good out there. Felt in control at the line and with the guys. So.
After being hurt and missing so much last season, were you a little antsy to get out there today?
Yeah. It felt like I haven't played ball in a while, so it was good to get out there and go 11 on 11 and not just install plays and run with the offense. So.
What's it like being back in the situation, in the meeting room, on the field with Brian?
It's just like old times. We haven't missed a step. He's come in here. He's worked hard, and I'm trying to do the same thing.
This is obviously a quarterback competition, if you want to call it that. But in terms of the way you're thinking about it, approaching OTAs and training camp, give me your thoughts about that.
You know, I control what I do. I try to work as hard as I can to be the best I can every day and get better every day and keep improving. So that's how I look at it.
I was really just itching to get out there and practice with my new teammates. And so it's good to get back out and play actual football, you know, get instead of doing the drills and you know, the coaching sessions and all that stuff. So to get out there and actually, you know, run some plays against the defense, it was a lot of fun.
What stood out to you about today?
You know what, just the tempo. You can tell we've put a lot of hard work in, and guys were prepared. There weren't a lot of mental mistakes. Guys came ready to go, and it was exciting, and you know, got after it a little bit.
Different playbook.
You know, it's a lot similar to you know, what I did in New England. So you know, there's a few new things, and you know, I felt real comfortable out there, and always just trying to get better. I mean, each day you got to learn you know, something new, how to react, you know, what the defense is doing. So there's a lot going on, but I think, you know, for a first day out with a new team, new teammates. You know, I thought it went well, and hopefully you just build upon that and, you know, keep getting better.
When you've been in the same place for a while and you go somewhere new, is there like a little sense of nerves? I mean, I know you've been playing football forever.
Yeah, I mean, I was talking to Tom Savage about it this morning. Like, you kind of always – there's a little bit of anxiousness because, you know, you can go out and do coach drills and, you know, routes on air all day. But once you throw a defense out there, you know, with new guys, new system, you just want to know how everything's going to go and how you react to things. So I thought, as far as from that standpoint of, you know, going out and playing against our defense and reacting and things like that, I thought it went really well.
A quarterback competition always gets attention, but now hearing the news that Hard Knocks is coming here, you're probably going to see it national news for 5 weeks in your quarterback competition. What was your initial thought?
I've been through it before, so you know, I'm not going to let it affect me, and you know, I'll just be myself and, you know, really focus on the things that I can control.
Were you talking about Hard Knocks before? Or?
No. Quarterback competition with national media coverage.
Hard Knocks caught you at a pretty good time.
Yeah.
Brian, what did you see from Savage? Everyone's talking about you and you know, Mallet, but Savage is obviously trying to make an impression here too.
No, for sure. I mean, I've been a second-year guy in this system, and it really asked a lot of the quarterback, and I think he's made – you know, from what I've seen on, you know, the cut-ups and film from last year to where he is now to having conversations with him, his knowledge of the offense has gotten so much better. He even said to me today, he's like, you know, I feel light years ahead of where I was last year. I think when you come into this system as a rookie, I mean, a lot is thrown at you and you're just swimming. And the best thing you can do is try to just kind of hang on and survive and learn. And I think an off-season, you know, it let it soak in a little bit. And, you know, so I think he's done a great job of improving from year one to where he's at right now. And obviously, in this system, as a quarterback, you always have to be learning, evolving, because it's such a you know, quarterback heavy related. You know, with the pressure on you, mic points, reads, everything. So I think he's done a great job. You know, where he's at in his second year.